You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To the NBA we go. Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka has been suspended for the entire 2022-2023 season for having a consensual relationship with a female member of the Celtics staff. The relationship is considered a violation of the organization's guidelines. The Celtics said in their statement that a decision on Udoka's future with the team beyond the season would be made at a later date. Assistant coach Joe Mazzulla will become Boston's interim coach for the season. Yesterday, our Malika Andrews released a statement from Udoka stating, quote, "I want to apologize to our players, fans, the entire Celtics organization, and my family for letting them down. I'm sorry for putting the team in this difficult situation, and I accept the team's decision out of respect for everyone involved. I will have no further comment." All right, Stephen A., I'm going to ask you this before we go out to the press conference, and I know we're working on getting Adrian Wojnarowski as well. And obviously, you were busy starring on Jimmy Fallon last night.
It's a night show.
Things like that. Yes. But I know you've had the chance to talk to some people. What's the reaction you're hearing around the league from players, coaches?
They're appalled, okay, just as much as I am, by the fact that this has become publicized. This is common, whether we like it or not. It's common in the world of professional sports, in corporate America, I might add, and beyond. And the fact that this came out, okay, and a bright, young, phenomenal coach like Ime Udoka is being suspended for the year for actions that are quite common, I might add, is egregious in a lot of people's eyes. Because the question, again, if the Boston Celtics, nobody's questioning this obvious cause here. There's an organizational policy that was violated. Ime Udoka could easily have been fired because of this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he wasn't fired, okay, but you're keeping him, yet you're suspending him, is basically making his business everybody else's business. Yep. That's the issue. I know we got Woj.
Yeah. Woj with us now. Where is he? Woj, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
What's up, Woj?
I know it's early for you out there on the West Coast. I want to ask you the same question I asked Stephen A. What are you hearing around the league? What's the reaction from players, coaches, et cetera, other media about this year-long suspension?
Listen, I think this is not only jarring for the Celtics. I think this is a jarring situation around the league. And, you know, Ime Udoka is somebody who had commanded a lot of respect as a player and as an assistant coach on his rise. You know, somebody who certainly more than paid his dues to become a head coach and then has the kind of success he had in his first year in Boston getting to the NBA Finals. So there's no question that this is, you know, I think Stephen A. alluded to other coaches. And I've heard from so many of Ime Udoka's peers around the league. There's certainly a great deal of concern, not only for him, but the other involved parties in Boston. This is a largely unprecedented situation to have a sitting head coach in the NBA suspended, and not only suspended for a year, but suspended with no assurances to Udoka that he may ever return as the Celtics head coach.
Well, that being said, Woj, and great job, great work on your part. But with that being said, a simple question is this. Why not just fire him? Since it's possible he could be fired. You've suspended him. You put his business out on front. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them. You put his business out on Front Street. Why not just let him go and sever ties with him?
Listen, it's a question I think everybody is asking, and I think it's one that Brad Stevens, Celtics ownership, is going to have to answer, and they may start to do that here in the next hour when, as you know, they're expected to talk and address this at some level. But there's no question that, Udoka is going to be, maybe there's certainly more that may be learned, and teams, other teams who might hire Ime Udoka, you know, they're going to have to do their own research on this situation, certainly have a full understanding of it. But certainly, this is a coach who, in the marketplace, would still garner great interest. And so, I think that's going to be one of the questions this season. Again, based on the diligence that still needs to be done about all the facts of this situation, if another organization would feel at peace with the idea that they can speak to him in the workplace and have a comfort level with hiring him individually, certainly as a basketball coach, he would be at the very top, I think, of any potential openings around the league. That was certainly part of the conversation I was having with teams yesterday.
Well, let me ask you this. So obviously, I read it right here. It's considered a violation of the organization's guidelines. But this is what I don't understand. So if you violate it, is it a hard, fast rule that you're suspended a year? Or how did they come to this year-long suspension?
You know, I think a big part of this, Molly, is the fact that, you know, Ime Udoka is in a leadership position in this organization. And listen, only the Celtics could, whether it's Brad Stevens, their legal group, ownership, only they can say whether what the impact would be in a similar situation if he was an assistant coach, if he worked in the video room, if he worked in the ticket office. But he is the head coach of the team. And, you know, those, I think this was a situation where there was a subordinate, somebody who worked within his leadership sphere. And I think that's certainly a big part of the significance of this suspension. And I think a breakdown, I think, from the Celtics' point of view with Udoka in leadership, their trust, his decision-making, certainly, again, he is the head coach of a team. Had he been an assistant, would it be looked at differently? That's a good question, but he is the head coach.
Well, interesting point that I wanted to bring up, because in your reporting, you highlighted consensual relationship, but it also said, you know, violation of organizational policy. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what it comes down to. What I'm interested in knowing from the Celtics' point of view, Woj, is this. Does the organization define this policy violation as sexual harassment? Is that where they're going with something like this? I don't know. I'm trying to talk about from in terms of them, even though it's consensual, they view it as a violation of their policy. Where does that come from? Is it sexual harassment that they're trying to imply here? I don't know.
Well, Stephen, I think there's a power dynamic here. And
a subordinate.
Again, as the leader, as somebody who in a workplace where he is the boss, where he is in charge, you know, there is a different dynamic than if somebody was a peer, if somebody was, you know, more of a colleague than, you know, somebody who, again, is the leader, certainly on the basketball side, along with Brad Stevens, in a position of significant power and influence. And so there are, I think, different pressures that go along with that. And I think for the Celtics, I think that was a big part of this was, again, that there's a different dynamic when it's the person in charge. And as a head coach, you know, that is part of the responsibility and the burden for Ime Udoka. And I think that speaks to the kind of suspension and punishment that was meted out here.
With your reporting, did you receive any indication whatsoever? We heard the statement from Ime Udoka that was read by Malika Andrews. We get that. But in your reporting, did you get any indication at all that there was any kind of strong resistance from him, a temptation to fight this in any way?
You know, I think Udoka was limited in his options here. And again, if I think essentially there were three options, Stephen A. and Molly, accepting the 1 year suspension, resignation, or firing. And certainly each has its own consequences in terms of your contract, money, certainly those are all impacted in different ways based on any of those decisions. So I do think there was a process of days here where those conversations went back and forth between the Celtics and Udoka. But certainly, I think both sides thought about all of those options. And again, a one-year suspension that comes without an assurance that he returns for next season, it speaks to the fact that there's a real possibility he has coached his last game in Boston.
Yeah. And I just want to remind everyone, we will hopefully get a lot of answers to this because we're going to carry the press conference live from Boston in moments. But while we are still waiting, Woj, I had another question for you. So obviously the interim coach we know will be Joe Mazzulla. What are you hearing about that decision in him?
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla is a fast riser in the coaching profession. 34 years old, he'll be the youngest head coach this season in the league, just a few much younger than Will Hardy, the new coach in Utah, who was together with Mazzulla in Boston last season. Both were finalists for the Jazz job. I know this about Joe Mazzulla. He commands the respect of the players in Boston. He had started out on Brad Stevens' coaching staff. Udoka kept him as part of his staff when he took over. And this is somebody who was going to be a head coach in all likelihood in the NBA. This is obviously coming sooner than he would have imagined at 34. This is a very tall order. This is not like being involved in the Utah job where you're going to be in a rebuild and you have time to, with a young group to do a lot of teaching. This is an organization with championship aspirations who has a window here to win a title. I mean, he's going to get an opportunity here. I think Brad Stevens would like to perhaps add to his coaching staff, get him some more veteran help. But I think Stevens is there as a resource for him upstairs. Obviously, he had very good success as a head coach. He's coached this team, and I think he was a resource for Ime last season, too. But they believe in Joe Mazzulla, and he's going to have an opportunity here with a very talented team to coach these Celtics. And I think I know there's some speculation about Brad Stevens. Would he come back downstairs and coach? And my sense is that Stevens wants to just support Mazzulla, and that there's belief in that organization that he can rise here. But this is, again, a tall order for a first-time head coach in the NBA.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Well, why do you think this particular situation became public? Oh, you know what? We can hold that right now. They just sat down.
They just sat down. All right.
So we will send it out to Boston Live. We'll have all the reaction after this.
Hello, everybody. Obviously, a difficult time to be speaking to you all. It's a time of concern and reflection and action. We have strong values at the Celtics, and we are doing our very best to uphold them here. As you know, Ime Udoka has been suspended for the upcoming season for breaking team rules. For privacy reasons, I won't be able to offer many additional facts or circumstances around what occurred and why the suspension is in place. I really have to leave you with the wording of our statement, which was admittedly fairly crisp. You might notice I have notes here. I don't think I've ever had notes at a press conference. I enjoy speaking ad lib extemporaneously and letting things share freely. But in this case, I really have to refer to the notes and stay within the bounds. And I have to break it to you that if you had the notes in front of you, you wouldn't learn all that much. So it's sort of that type of press conference. I'm sorry for that. It's privacy reasons for the people involved is the concern. I can say a few things, and I have a few bullet points to add, and then Brad will have some words. I can say that we, as soon as we learned there was a potential situation, we immediately brought in a respected law firm to conduct a thorough investigation and impartial investigation. So that's the reason for the timing here. There were leaks, by the way, around that time. Obviously, we would have nothing to do with that and nothing to gain from that and any insinuation about the leaks. We don't know where they come from. They're part of the NBA, as we all know, in this room. But it's really unfortunate. And it's unfortunate also that female staff members of the Celtics have been dragged into the public eye unwillingly and inappropriately. And we take a strong stand against that and just regret it for them. It's really, really unfortunate and not necessary. I won't be referring to anybody else who might be involved here, again, for privacy reasons, and not going to get into the details of the conduct at issue. But I have just a couple more closing little remarks. Ime has personally told me in a private conversation, just the general theme was, I'd say, acceptance and appreciation for how this has been handled. He can speak for himself on that, and in his release last night, he did speak to that, that he accepted this suspension. Brad and I have both met with the players. Brad can fill you in more on that, but I would say in general, they are very concerned about this. It's not a welcome development, but they also, I felt, have energy and focus and commitment and drive to really accomplish great things, hopefully this season. So that's the commitment I'm feeling from the players, and based on last year and based on everything we know about them, I think that commitment will be fulfilled. The suspension is for a season through June 30th, and we will make a determination at a later time about Ime's future with us, and that'll be discussed another time and has not been decided at this point. I am concerned about the situation and its impact on everybody in the Celtics organization. And I do hope this represents the beginning of a new chapter and a chance to turn the page and move forward with things to some extent resolved. And I am personally very confident in the people we have here, starting with my partner and head of basketball, Brad Stevens, and everybody on the staff and the roster and the training staff and the front office and in the business office of the Celtics. We're going to stand together as a family, and we're going to move forward. And I'll turn it to Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything to add from the standpoint of the, as Wick said, you know, what can be said about the violation. And ultimately, I would reiterate that it was a long, thorough process and, you know, obviously, it's been a hard time, but I think, you know, the only thing that I would like to say is that I thought, and Wick mentioned it already, I thought, you know, we have a lot of talented women in our organization, and I thought yesterday was really hard on them, and I think that, you know, nobody can control Twitter speculation and rampant bullshit, but I do think that we, as an organization, have a responsibility to make sure we're there to support them now, because a lot of people were dragged unfairly into that. And so I would just add that and go from there. I know you'll probably have questions and comments, but I think that's important to address for them.
Take some questions.
What would have to happen post June 30th for you to revisit this situation? What would you have to see between now and June 30th?
We haven't made any decision about going forward or what criteria might be, so I don't have any substantive answer to that.
This is a question for either. When did the team first become aware of Ime's potential violations of team policies, and you know, how long did that investigation process kind of take to unfold?
We learned over the summer, some part of the summer, that there was a situation, called in the law firm at that point, and the investigation had some twists and turns, and took some time to develop all the facts. And so it finally concluded. For now, everything we know was wrapped up 2 days ago.
Wick, I know you can't go into a lot of detail, but a lot of people out there are saying this seems harsh a whole year. Paul Pierce tweeted this should be a fine. Is there any information you can give us to open a window into how you came to this decision, and did it descend into sexual harassment?
So on the second part, I don't have the ability to venture into the conclusions of our legal analysis, but I would say on the first part, we have reflected as a group and with outside advisors and a diverse group, in fact, of people deciding really what to do, which I take ultimate responsibility for at the Celtics, everything that is decided. But I personally feel that this is well-warranted and appropriate, backed by substantial research and evidence and facts. And so I'm standing by the decision, and Ime has accepted it and has expressed, in fact, appreciation. I don't want to belabor that, but he's been accepting of it, and he's planning to move forward on this basis. So we are over here. We are suspending him for the year, and it's in place, and we're moving forward.
Brad, you expressed some frustration about that rampant speculation on social media and on Twitter about the many female employees within the organization. Did the Celtics have any internal communication with their female employees about how to handle what was obviously a very emotionally devastating situation for many of those employees?
Yeah, I mean, there was messaging sent out. There was meetings to make sure that everybody's available and supportive. But, you know, I think we still need to make sure that we're there for a while beyond that. Like, it's, you know, I think that was really unfair, in my opinion. And I don't know how we control Twitter. Obviously there's only so much that we can say. But our job is to support, and our job is to be there as everybody goes through the hard time, and everybody, and you know, digests this stuff differently, obviously. But yesterday was unfair to them.
Is there anything that the Celtics organization, in your opinion, could have done differently in handling this situation to prevent some of the damage to the organization we saw yesterday? And separately, are there any other team employees who are also receiving any punishment for what has transpired?
So we have strong policies and procedures in place, like most businesses, well-run businesses in corporate America. We have probably very similar policies. And we have enforced them in the past, and we're enforcing them now. And I think this action will help remind everybody of the importance of the policies and procedures governing workplace behavior. And no comment on any other. There's nothing else being discussed.
Wick, you talked about the meeting with the players and that they were concerned. Can you go into more detail about that? Obviously, they're going to go on with the future season without the coach, but are they preparing for long-term without Ime?
I'd like to we're not going to talk about the long-term because nothing's been decided, but if Brad wants to add any extra words to the discussions with the players, he might be the right person to do that.
You know, obviously, there's a lot of sensitivity and confidentiality around, the outside, firm and their investigation and who knows. So a lot of people obviously were not aware that there was potentially going to be any change or anything that would be unique. And so that, there's a real relationship there with a lot of guys, rightfully so. They, had an incredible year last year. There is a personal connection. There's a care both ways. Human beings are human beings, right? Like, that's going to be the way it is. And to think that, guys are on the team or coaches or anybody else in the organization could just walk back out on the court and everything is fine is not the way it is, right? So, I just think that this is a really, really tough situation. But we're going to be forward focused. We're going to be forward focused, as I said, with addressing what we need to address to make everybody, get everybody ready to go on Tuesday when we start a new season. And I believe we will be, but I'm not going to ignore the fact that there are human emotions all over the place.
Wick, just to follow up on Abby's question here, did you say you weren't going to comment on whether or not anyone else was punished?
Well, then I did comment. There's nothing else contemplated. Thank you, Jimmy, for...
Yeah, okay. And so I guess what I'm looking for is some information, reassurance that this wasn't a wider problem than just MA, that there's a problem with the culture or the way this was addressed when it was first brought to your attention.
We think our culture is very strong. We're very proud of it, but this has shaken it, maybe. But I don't think there's a wider issue than what we've spent several months uncovering and then deciding what to do about. So I don't think it goes more broadly. But that's our current thinking.
Wick, what constituted a year-long suspension and not firing Ime?
That we're not going to get into our deliberations. This felt right, but there's no clear guidelines for any of this. This is really conscience and gut feel and being here 20 years, and I'm responsible for the decision, ultimately, although took a lot of advice from partners and like Brad and others, and we collectively came to this and got there. But this is there was not clear what to do. But it was clear that something substantial needed to be done, in my view, and it was.
Wick, when Ime was hired, and Brad, I guess, too, was he vetted for these kinds of violations regarding his work in other organizations? Are you confident saying this never went on anywhere else before he came to the Celtics?
Diligence.
Yeah, everybody that is an employee here goes through that vetting process. Obviously, you always ask questions, and he's got nothing but glowing remarks. And that I think that's a pretty consistent thing throughout anybody in the organization.
Brad, who's going to coach the team now?
Yeah, Joe's going to be in charge. It's not an easy timing for him or the rest of the staff. But
he's an exceptionally sharp and talented person. And, you know, I believe strongly in him and his ability to lead people, his ability to galvanize a room and get behind him, and his ability to, like, organize and understand all that comes with running a team during a season. He's got really good help on his staff. I think Damon Stoudemire, Ben Sullivan, you know, those two guys are critical, in my opinion, to Tony Dobbins, Aaron Miles, you know, DJ McClay. They've got a good staff. They've got a good group. And on down the line, and obviously Matt Reynolds, those are the assistants that are all there, in addition to others. But they're a really good group. And they're going to need to pull together. And they're going to need to really support each other. But I believe in Joe's leadership, and again, with all of them bringing their strengths to the table, I think that, you know, this will be an unbelievable challenge. But it's also I'm really confident in the team and the coaching staff that's going to take the court on Tuesday. It's not what we expected, you know, to have happened. But I'm very confident.
Okay, I was going to make two quick comments on that. One, when I came in 20 years ago, Red told me no assistance necessary or maybe one. So times have changed. That was a long list.
Yeah,
but I did get to know. I did get to know, out of all of them, I probably know Joe almost the best. This season on the road in the playoffs, we spent time together, more time, and having dinners and whatnot. And really, he is just passionate. He just is just filled with energy and passion and thinking about other people and teamwork together. He was going out to Hawaii with his family, and I arranged for him to visit the SEAL team at Pearl Harbor, which I have a connection to, not having been a SEAL, and he spent the whole day with the SEALs just soaking in the sort of the ethos, I think, over there. Maybe he'll talk about that, but it was just, he's a special guy, and that's just an example of who he is.
Brett, just a follow-up. Was there a point where you considered, almost for like stability reasons, obviously you have great familiarity with this team, to step in and coach on an interim basis?
Joe's the best choice to do that, by a long shot. So, you know, as you go through all this whole process, it all hits you. But I think that we have the best people in place to do that, and Joe is the best person to do that in our organization.
Brad Wick, did you discuss, though, having those conversations about you taking over? Mm. And if you don't like the results, would you think about taking over?
Absolutely not.
We did have a conversation, a brief one.
Yeah, but you know, I think the other part of it is like,
just wanted to,
you know,
make sure.
There's a lot of factors in play of why I wouldn't necessarily even want to do that. But I think that, you know, I do think that I've told Joe this, like, I'm going to be there for him without stepping on his toes as much as he needs. But he doesn't need much. I believe in that strongly. And, you know, hopefully I can help him with any questions he has as he goes through it. But sometimes you just need somebody that's been there next to you to be able to go in and, you know, let your shoulders down and talk about what you're going through. And hopefully I can be that for him.
Two quick ones. Is the suspension paid or unpaid? And the statement alluded to violations, plural. Were there multiple violations, or can you elaborate on that at all?
We weren't planning to elaborate on either one of those topics, but the suspension comes with a significant significant financial penalty when you net it all out. So that's an accurate statement, very significant financial penalty. And multiple violations, there were a couple of violations at least, yep.
Brad, this is your first coaching hire, so it's got to be a high level of disappointment. But when you hear things, and this is an organizational thing, a relationship that happened, what were those conversations with Ime like? Or did you have them to say, hey, Ime, like, things are getting out of control here? What was that like? Or were you completely taken by surprise? Or what was it like to have that conversation when you know the head coach you hired is not acting within the organization's desires?
I don't think I'm going to go into specifics, Gary, on that. I think the one thing that we, you know, and Wick refer to this is when we learn of any information, we are bound, and we initiated a independent firm to review it. And so the conversations after that, you know, I won't go into the specifics of that.
Couple more questions, Dan Roach.
A question for both Brad, kind of what you were alluding to, but also Wick, you talk about this organization and how much pride you have in it. How difficult has this time been for everyone involved, you and all the employees, and kind of a thought on going forward with the Celtics organization?
Well, I think it's been difficult, and we need to see if we can take care of everybody who's been affected inside the organization, first and foremost. We need to uphold what Celtic pride and what the Celtics stand for, and we're trying to do that here. Our hands are basically tied. Once certain things happen, there's going to be a consequence, and that's where we are. But it doesn't, just doing that sort of stuff doesn't take care of the human side adequately, and so we'll be continuing to do that moving forward and taking a lot of time and care, legitimate, genuine care, to make sure that we take care of everybody affected.
I think you have to have empathy for everybody involved. I really do. And so it is a really tough time. There's no question about it. But I think it's important to be empathetic, again, for everyone. And mm-hmm. That's the way I feel, because it's tough.
Abby, then Jared.
I have two. What is the definition of the suspension? Is Ime allowed to have any contact with the team? What is and is not allowed? And then basketball-wise, has there been some talk about adding a more experienced or someone with head coaching experience to the staff?
We haven't gone into a ton of discussions about adding to the staff. I think the staff checks a lot of boxes as is. But there may be an addition. But I believe that there are, you know, we have several young coaches, but several of them have years and years of experience. I referred to Damon Stoudemire and Ben because I think that they have the most experience and are, like, I think are really, really going to help us in this. And I think they're, you know, they're people that we considered too. They're future coaches and head coaches. And as far as the communication with Ime, I'm not going to go into, again, the specifics of what is – you know, how we're moving forward with that. But I will say that, you know, he's got a lot of relationships and a lot of people that, you know, as we alluded to earlier, there's, you know, yesterday wasn't an easy day for a lot of people in a lot of ways.
Jared?
So, Wick, just to clarify, did the investigation determine that the conduct may have been harmful to anyone specifically, or just that inherently it violated policy?
Sorry, not going to comment on the investigation, but we found there was enough there to take an action. Thank you.
You've been talking about the impact on women in the organization, so I'm just wondering, are you confident this incident doesn't signal a larger cultural issue that would affect them, and do you have any message for them? Another question I'm wondering about is the timing or the length of time that this investigation took, and, you know, as you started to get information, as I understand it, in the summertime, do you think you acted, are you confident you acted quickly enough to this
right.
point?
So on the first one, my personal belief, but as a man, but as the CEO of the organization, is that we take, we go to great lengths, or, you know, appropriate lengths, at least, to run the organization with the value, central core value of respect and freedom in the workplace from harassment or any unwelcome attention. And so isolated incidents or patterns, if they occur, may be isolated or they may be a deeper signal. I personally don't believe that they're a deeper signal, but I will be personally talking to the members of the organization and making sure that that's the case. But this feels very much to me like one of a kind. But that's my personal belief, but I'll have to verify that.
Wick, you said these procedures had been enforced in the past. Was this handled consistently with how those procedures were enforced in the past? And do you think this incident or incidents call into question what you may need to do in the future regarding incidents like this?
I think this incident came up. We spent every waking hour on it. And when it really heated up over the last month and or last couple weeks, and we made the appropriate decision. I'll just leave it at that.
Two final questions, Ben, Gary.
I'm curious what conversations you had surrounding Joe Mazzulla's own past transgressions and how confident you are that those will remain in the past, I guess.
Yeah, listen, I've known Joe since he was with Maine with the Red Claws, when they were called the Red Claws.
Now the Maine Celtics, just for everybody's
education. I don't know what year that was, but it was 13, 14, or 14, 15, one of those years. And then he became the head coach at Fairmont, and I brought him in to speak to our clinic and got to know him better. And then when we were considering hiring him as an assistant, I vetted that. And the incidents when he was in college really thoroughly. And I will tell you this, I believe strongly in Joe's substantiveness as a person. I believe strongly, and he'll tell you, he's been very open with me about how those moments impacted him as in every which way. And you can see it in the way he carries himself. You could see that for a long time. We've had years to get to know him. He's been working with us for 3 years. You probably have seen articles that were written around that time that I'm sure that I read 3 years ago before I hired him as his assistant. But I believe strongly that that probably shaped him into who he is today, in a really, really good way. But, you know, he'll be the first to tell you he's 110% accountable for that. And I'll be the first to tell you that I believe in him.
Final question, Garrett.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. No one else in the organization besides Ime Udoka is facing any penalty or reprimand, or even including the woman involved, or is that just private?
Well, it probably, thank you, Gary, for asking. I was probably going to refer to the notes on that one and say it's private, but no, nobody else is facing penalty or reprimand.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Okay, welcome back into First Take. Obviously, we took you out to the Boston Celtics press conference discussing the Ime Udoka suspension, which is 1 year for a consensual relationship with a staff member. A couple notes I took copious, and then I'll get right to the reaction, fellas. The suspension comes with a significant financial penalty. There were a couple of violations, at least. Brad Stevens was very emotional. He said, we have a lot of talented women in our organization yesterday. It was really hard on them. Nobody can control Twitter speculation and rampant expletive. And Brad Stevens definitive about the fact that he will not take over coaching ranks. Obviously, we know even if Joe Mazzulla, who will be the interim coach, didn't pan out. Stephen A., I'll start with you, and then obviously we'll get to Woj. Your reaction to what you just heard.
I didn't think coming into this show that I could get more furious, but I am. Woj, first of all, to you, thank you for your reporting on this story, on top of everything, as always. All I'm going to do is give you my perspective. I certainly don't expect you to have comments about that. Wick, the owner, Wick Grausberg, I like him. I've known him for years. Constantly running across him, made many Celtics events. Been very fond of him. Incredibly disappointed today. Ime Udoka cannot be defended. His actions were egregious, irresponsible to be in the leadership position that he is in. I'm not here to make any excuses or any apologies for his behavior. It is inexcusable. It's a fireable offense as far as I'm concerned. But it doesn't negate what the Celtics are doing here. According to your reports, Woj, and what we have been talking about over the last couple of days, this was a consensual relationship. Was Ime Udoka involved with himself? The answer to that question is no. Two consenting adults engaged in this act or these actions that clearly were in violation of the Boston Celtics policy. But all we're hearing about is Ime. And some and to Wick Grausberg, who I profoundly respect, I would strongly advise you.
Grausbeck,
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I don't know why I said Grausbeck. To Wick, I would strongly advise him. Maybe he should speak to a publicist or take some classes himself, because he threw out a couple of bombs there about Ime Udoka. Implications that feed stereotypes and things of that nature. And I'm not going to regurgitate what he said, but it was very, very alarming, highly one-sided. And as far as I'm concerned, based on this press conference, there is no reason on earth right now why Ime Udoka is still a head coach of the Boston Celtics, albeit a suspended one. Because not only did you suspend him, but Woj, correct me if I'm wrong, he also said, then we'll reevaluate after next year. So you retained his right.
That was very gray, that That's whole right. part of it. What does he need to do between now and June
he
to
didn't
retain
answer
his
that.
Job?
He didn't answer that, number one. Number two, he didn't make a declaration that after the year suspension, Ime would be back. He yeah. said, we'll revisit it then. Now, I understand that at this particular moment in time, Woj, you and I both know, covering the NBA for as long as we have, that Ime Udoka is an unhirable individual. But the unhirable portion of it, I would make the claim, is primarily due to the fact that the story was leaked out and we are now discussing it publicly. That's what would make him unhirable. If you didn't know, if NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, were signed, and this was sort of kept in-house, but you fired him, the likely, you know, who knows what the chances are. But after this press conference, the NBA itself, not to mention any team in the league, you can't touch Ime Udoka at this particular moment in time because of the implications that were given at this press conference. I mean, my God, listen, let's go back, and I'm not going to sit up there and regurgitate it again, but go back and listen to Wick talk. I'm a very alarmed by this, Woj, and I'm going to just leave it at that for the moment.
Woj, give us your reaction to what you heard or any question marks that you have.
Yeah, certainly. Listen, Wick Grausbeck and Brad Stevens did not provide a lot of clarity on how they reached their decision for a one-year suspension and not a dismissal. I think Grausbeck essentially said it was a gut feel, and in consultation with others in Celtic leadership, it was ultimately his decision. But it certainly does leave Ime Udoka in a limbo here as this season begins. Again, he was given no assurance that he would be back as Celtics coach. And I think what Boston is doing now is leaving open, you know, the possibility, of course, that they could bring him back, but certainly not committing to anything. But I think if there's somebody else out there who's going to hire Ime Udoka, number one, you know, they're going to have to do, you know, their own diligence into what exactly happened in Boston. And then, you know, they're going to have to reach a comfort level that that they would be able to bring Udoka into their organization and that he would be able to, you know, get over all the thresholds it would take to hire somebody who is under this kind of suspension. But certainly it's unprecedented in nature. And again, would this have been the investigation and the findings 5 years ago, 7 years ago? I don't know. But in 2022, and you heard Grausbeck talk about, you know, the Celtics being in a corporate structure like many other companies, you know, it is a different day, I think, especially for an individual who is in leadership. And again, a situation where he is the head coach, he's overseeing basketball operations in a large part along with Brad Stevens, and an involvement with a subordinate. And I think, again, if Ime Udoka was an assistant coach, if he worked in the video room, Might it be different? Perhaps. I do think it gets back to his leadership, but it certainly puts it leaves as many questions as they provided answers today.
Yeah, and they said the subordinate will not receive punishment. That was made clear. The Celtics also deny that they were the source of the leaks. Woj, thank you so much for being with us this morning on short notice and for the great reporting. As always, we're going to take a quick break.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka has been suspended for the entire 2022-2023 season for having a consensual relationship with a female member of the Celtics staff. The relationship is considered a violation of the organization's guidelines, the Celtics said in their statement that a decision on Udoka's future with the team beyond this season would be made at a later date. Assistant Joe Mazzulla will become Boston's interim coach for the season. Stephen A., we're working on getting Malika Andrews, but I'll come back to you on this. Tell me this. Obviously, you've had a few moments to digest everything. What was the most surprising part of the press conference for you?
The most surprising part of the press conference for me, Molly, was the fact that the owner and the president of basketball operations sat before the media and alerted us all to the fact that not only are we suspending him, Ime Udoka, for the season, but we haven't even made a decision yet as to whether or not we're going to bring him back after next season, after this upcoming season, which means that you've left him dangling in the wind and you've taken him off the market. You've retained his rights. You've impeded his ability to go elsewhere. You didn't fire him. There's no NDA involved. You just sat up there and basically told the world, he's ours, but we ain't going to use him.
And they didn't give parameters of what it would take to reinstate him.
They gave no parameters of what it would take for reinstatement. They didn't specify what punishment they gave him beyond suspending him for the year. Is he getting his salary for this upcoming season? Has it been cut in half? I told he's only getting about 50% of it. Has that been cut
in
half?
He characterized as a significant financial penalty.
So you've got that going on. And I'm going to say this again. It said in the numerous news reports, it was a consensual relationship that violated organizational policy. So only he is in violation of the company policy. The woman who elected to have a consensual relationship with him is not in violation. He gets to get mentioned and put on Front Street. We don't know who she is. What about the other women within the Celtics organization who have been victimized because wrong assumptions have been made by their involvement? If you knew exactly who it was, that would alleviate the concerns of all the other women who have had their names paraded out into the streets. What about them? You ain't thinking about that. So here we are. We're throwing him out to pasture. And again, Ime Udoka cannot be defended. His actions are his actions. Nobody fights for black coaches more than me. But I am telling you, a firing would have been warranted. Or you keep him. But to keep him, yet suspend him. By the way, not just suspend him, but for the suspension to be indefinite.
It's almost worse, just, like a lame duck status.
That's what you did. You ruined his, you ruined his career for the next few years. He did it.
I think we have NBA reporter and host of NBA Today, our friend Malika Andrews. Malika, do you have us?
I've got you, Molly. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. And obviously, you had the statement from Udoka that was given to you. What's your reaction now after hearing the press conference?
Well, Molly, thank you. If I could first start with this. Stephen A., with all due respect, this is not about pointing the finger. Stop. What became apparent to me in this press conference is that we do not have all of the information here. And it was frustrating to me that the Celtics declined to elaborate or to give more specifics about what exactly the rule breaking was that led us to this point. So that, I just want to get that out of the way first. But to answer your question, Molly, I think what stood out to me, I think what stood out to me is that Brad Stevens, he was upset. That's what stood out to me about what he termed rampant Twitter BS is the word that he used, that women were unfairly dragged into this within the Celtics organization. You could see that Brad Stevens was visibly upset about this. And I also found that to be gross and unnecessary, that folks were bringing in the names and the images of women that is just not a fact. It was purely speculation. And so to me, that is what stood out. But the Celtics as an organization could have done more, and short of doing more ahead of this yesterday, they could have owned that responsibility in this press conference. I understand that there were legal parameters that they had to operate within for everybody involved, and I appreciate the fact that they brought in outside counsel and did a thorough organization, and I think that that is something that was clearly necessary in this situation. But the fact that it was able to go on all day, the fact that we are sitting here debating whether somebody else should have been suspended or not, we are not here, Stephen A., to further blame women. That is not why we are here.
First of all, let me be very clear. I don't appreciate where you're going with that. I'm not blaming anybody but Ime Udoka. He deserves, the fact of the matter is, I've said he deserved to be fired if they were going to fire him. If you're not going to fire him, then don't fire him. My issue is all of this being publicized. The point that I'm trying to make is just
you
like you're not mentioning.
Excuse me.
I listened to you. You're the one telling me to stop on my show. It ain't happening. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I've already said he deserves to be fired, or he deserves what to be there and handle it internally and privately. If you're not going to handle it privately, if you're going to publicize it in that fashion, then obviously it provokes everybody wanting to know, okay, well, who are the parties involved? When you have Amina Smith in Boston and other women pointing out the fact that there were women who were wrongly implicated in all of this, it's a disservice to them. I didn't come out with the report about a consensual relationship. I didn't come out with the report ahead of time leaking that they were going to suspend him for the year. They did that. And my point is, considering how pervasive this kind of stuff has existed in professional sports for many years, my whole point is that, excuse me, make sure that you handle it in the same fashion it has always been handled. You could have fired him, and then we could have speculated till the cows come home, but he's gone. But to keep him there, keep him employed, but in the same breath, suspend him for a year, then also that year is indefinite, that is the issue that I have. Nobody's trying to protect Ime Udoka, and certainly nobody is trying to protect, is to excoriate the women involved or anything like that. I'm talking about how things of this matter are usually handled from an HR perspective, from an organizational perspective. That is not consistent with what we have seen throughout the years. That is the only point that I was trying to make. I'm not trying to attack anybody. And if anybody deserves to be attacked, it's Ime Udoka for putting himself in this position. I've made that very clear. I'm just talking about you got owners and everybody else. They know the kind of stuff that's going on. You didn't say anything about anybody else. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them. They didn't say anything about everybody else all the other times this stuff has happened. But now when it comes to him, it's all over the place. That is my issue. That is my only issue.
I appreciate that clarification. And I think that getting back to Molly's initial question, that is what stood out to me from the press conference. My reaction to the press conference, and I appreciate you clarifying that, Stephen A., is that the only thing that was made clear to me in this is that we are missing a key piece of information here. That is my reaction to the press conference.
But by that key piece of information, what are you referring to, Malika?
Well, it seems to me that if this press conference was only a in-person press conference. It was not a press conference in which reporters could have zoomed in and asked questions remotely. And so if I was at that press conference, my question was, Brad Stevens is visibly upset talking about the things that happened yesterday, the steps that transpired on Twitter and online. My question would have been, you are not helping the women who you want to protect, that you are claiming the organization needs to look inward at, with your vagueness. Women need transparency. So in the spirit of transparency, was there sexual harassment that you needed to address within your organization? And I appreciate that WIC and that Brad Stevens said that they did a thorough investigation and they felt that this was the conclusion that was that needed to be drawn. But in the same breath, that vagueness is not helping anybody further understand what is happening here. In order to be fully held to account, in order for an organization to look inward, there needs to be a level of transparency that I did not find today. And I understand there are legal parameters that they are working within, but that's what was lacking for me, Molly.
Real quick, Malika, and I want to be very clear, make sure I'm very clear on this, because we know everyone will mince our words. And when you're saying transparency, you do not mean mentioning who the other party was that was involved in this consensual relationship. That is not what you're asking for.
What I am asking for is, was it in a consensual or unconsensual relationship? What are the specifics of what Ime Udoka was suspended for? Was he suspended for sexual harassment? Was he suspended for breaking a specific rule? And can you point me to that rule in the rule book? Well, why is this the suspension that took place? Because without any of that, Stephen A., I just don't feel like we have the full picture here, and that makes
it very difficult for us to proceed. We don't have the full picture, but the fact of the matter is they leaked the information, number one, and number two, they had a press conference where they're only talking about the coach. And the reality of the situation is you didn't have to have a press conference. If you're the Celtics, why did you feel the need to do so if you wasn't going to tell us everything?
And let me just say, they did deny, the Celtics denied.
I understand that. They did deny that. I understand that as well. They should, because there's legal ramifications if they were to admit such a thing. Yeah. The point is you couldn't admit everything. Why have the damn press conference if all you're going to talk about is the coach?
Malika, thank you so much for being with us. Obviously, respect your opinion, hold you in such a high regard. I appreciate the healthy dialogue here on First Take. I know you'll have much more on NBA Today later on this, and also your reporting. Thank you so much. All right, that'll do it for us. Stephen A., I will see you on Monday, and SportsCenter will obviously have much more on this situation regarding the Celtics. Have a great day.